From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting on a very busy news day both here in the United States and throughout the world. South African President Jacob Zuma has resigned after more than a week of intense pressure from his party to do so and just hours before a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament. The VOA's Anita Powell reports now from Johannesburg.
With just an hour left ahead of a Wednesday midnight deadline to resign or face a no-confidence vote, Zuma finally did what he swore he would not do. He resigned. Had he not done so, he would have faced what was likely to be an embarrassing, messy no-confidence vote in Parliament Thursday, bolstered by the African National Congress, the party that brought him into the presidency in 2009. On Tuesday, the party recalled him, a move they expected to provoke his immediate resignation. When that didn't happen, ANC lawmakers lobbied for a planned no-confidence vote to be moved earlier to Thursday. Zuma rendered that all unnecessary in his 20-minute address to the nation.
As I leave, I will continue to serve the people of South Africa, as well as the ANC, the organization I have served all of my life.
Zuma had maintained that the ANC has never told him what it is he did wrong to deserve a recall from his party or a no-confidence vote. But for years, Zuma has been mired in ever deeper, ever wider corruption scandals. Those make a quiet retirement unlikely for Zuma. He could, in future, face numerous corruption investigations, including a pending case that includes 783 charges of corruption. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Zimbabwe's longtime opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has died. He passed away Wednesday in South Africa after a long battle with colon cancer. He was 65. This is VOA News. A gunman opened fire.